Today's readings from John 15, verses 12 to 17. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. Frank's going to come and speak to us. He's got a video, apparently.
Anyone like Toy Story?
Yep. Yes.
I was thinking your boots.
Yeah.
Okay, friendship. So we're carrying on the series. Can you see, Susan? Carrying on the series, Alter Ego series, and the next one is nurturing friendships. So my aim in this talk is to inspire you in your current friendships, and then friendships to come in the future. Friendships come in all shapes and sizes, as you can see up there. Some quotes. True friends aren't the ones that make your problems disappear. They're the ones who won't disappear when you're facing problems. A true friend is someone who thinks you're a good egg, even though they know you're slightly cracked. Friends are like walls. Sometimes you lean on them, and sometimes it's just good to know that they're there. But best definition was given by a young boy. A friend is a person who knows us and still likes us. Next slide. Friends are the bacon bits in the salad bowl of life. Sorry for the vegetarians and the vegans, but you can't beat a bit of bacon. So, in the passage we read, Jesus said, my command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I've learned from my Father has been made known to you. So in the Bible, there's lots of examples of friendships. I'm not going to go into all of these for the sake of time. But, for example, Moses was someone who knew God as a friend. And they spoke face to face in the Old Testament. Job had intimacies of friendship. He had a difficult time, but he did repent in the end when he was wrong. Jesus, known as a friend of sinners, Jesus came to seek and save the lost. He was willing to associate with those people who were sinners. Abraham was known as God's friend in James 2:23. It said Abraham was God's friend. He lived a faithful life. He also believed the impossible. Do you believe in the impossible? Jonathan and David, a really big example in the Bible of friendship. Jonathan loved David as himself, it says in Samuel 18, verse 1. Do you have friends that you love as much as yourself? So, do you have friends? Do you have friends who are, well, Christians and non-believers? So do you have friends outside church or your Christian circles who are non-believers? Maybe people with different beliefs. Muslim, Hindu, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons. I'm quite blessed in my workplace because I work with a variety of people of different faiths. And I'm able to stand there as a Christian and actually talk to the guys with other faiths as well. And I'm good friends. I count those guys as my good friends too. Jesus told us to love others. That's everyone, not just people who believe the same thing. What about different sexual orientation, gay or lesbian? We're still called to love these people. Even if they're doing something different to what we believe, we need to love them and come alongside and show God's love to them. What about friends, older friends? Or if you're older, younger friends? Do you have friends like that? Well, how about disabilities? People with disabilities. Do you have friends in that area? Friends in unusual places. I'm watching a series at the moment called The Vikings, and I love it. It's a real men's series. Yes, there's a bit of violence, but I just go past that. But in that story, there's these two guys. On the left is a guy called Athelstan, who's a monk. And on the right is the king of the Vikings, Ragnar. Athelstan's monastery was raided, and everyone killed apart from him. And he got made captive. So he was living as a slave in this guy's home for a while. Several series on, they become friends slowly by slowly. And the guy on the right believes in Thor and Odin as his gods. And Athelstan is a Christian and follows Christ. And as you see the story moving through, these two become friends. And there's one poignant episode where they sat down together and this guy said, "Show me how to pray to your God." And it was a real powerful thing of that even though they had different faiths, they were able to stay friends. I love that series. You might hear me talk about that more in the future. But that's a real powerful thing of being friends. So what would you describe your best friend in one word? Let's have some people shouting out.
My husband.
Husband?
Weird.
Weird? Now, who would that be, Adam?
I don't know. I can't think of anybody.
Anyone else?
Funny.
Yeah. Good, that's a good one.
Caring.
Yeah.
My fiancé.
Fiancé? Yeah, that's nice.
Loyal.
Yeah, that's good.
Loving.
Yeah, a couple more.
A rock.
No, of course.
Mad.
Oh, yeah.
What time did you
find
that one?
No, okay. Friendships is helping each other. As you know in that scripture, it said, "Love each other as I have loved you." I believe our church is a great place to start that. And we need to develop our relationships in here to help us with relationships outside the church. God knows the importance of friendship, and so he built his church on that foundation. The foundation of the church is to be a place where we can build friendships. One example with me is Titch, my friendship with Titch. Oh, yeah. God spoke to me one time in the coffee morning and said to Titch, "Go and speak to that guy over there and get to know him." Titch is an older member of our congregation. He's in a care home now. We've got a really deep relationship between the two of us now. And a lot of people can't understand, especially family, where we have that closeness. But it's a real God-ordained relationship. Yeah, I can. It's a real blessing. So it's being open to when God speaks to you, maybe give you a nudge and says, "Go and talk to that person and get to know them." Philippians 2, verse 4. "Don't only look for your own interests, but take interest in others too." Very clear scripture. One close friend is better than 1,000 virtual ones. We live in a virtual society at the moment where we often compare, "I've got more friends than you," on Facebook or so. And it can be brutal because people can unfriend you with a click of a button. But my challenge is to focus on real friends. But beware, we can get into friends relationships where we have toxic friends. What does that mean? Two areas of friendship here. A healthy friendship should be supportive, that they stand by you encourage you to grow, push you outside your comfort zone a bit, be transparent and honest. But on the unhealthy side, a friend who's blindly supportive, fights your battles for you, takes over, criticizes or judges, pressures you into doing something you don't really want to do, manipulative and deceitful. Maybe you can think from your past or present who fits in those categories. I can actually think of some in my past. So what's a real friend? Real friend, as we said, brings out the best. Always there for you in tough times. Mm-hmm. Closer than a brother. Someone who stretches your mind, listens to you and encourages your dreams. Who's there to protect you. Knows how to make you laugh. Mm-hmm. And relax as well. Right. Philosophy of my good friend, Cookie Monster. I'm not going to do the accent.
Yeah.
You can do it. Anyone do a Cookie Monster?
Cookie Monster.
Sorry. Cookie. Sometimes me think, what is friend? And then me say, friend is someone to share my last cookie with.
Aww.
And there's actually three cookies there for you three there. So in the box there, mate. Have a cookie. Sorry for everyone else. For it also says in Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron. True friends are like iron. It sharpens iron. What does that mean? Anyone like to share? What does that mean?
Two swords, I suppose, you sharpen them.
Yeah, that's right. So they're helping each other, and they become sharp. Mm-hmm. It means we can work with our fellow man to improve each other, our own strengths and weaknesses. Look for a friend you can trust. Yeah. Someone who forgives, doesn't hold mistakes against you. We do make mistakes, and we will make mistakes. But look for someone who doesn't hold it against you. A real friend is someone who walks in when the rest of the world could walk out. Someone who's there for you. So, how to help you guys nurture friendships? Some examples here. Three areas. Take action. So, start a conversation. Find out about them. Show an interest. Send notes, thank you cards, or if you're online, poke them. Pray with them and for them. So don't just go away and pray with them, pray for them. Pray with them. When you're with them, offer to pray and say, look, I pray for you. Be loyal and offer help. Spend time with them. That's really important. Forgive and empower forgiveness. So forgive them when they mess up. And then help them to empower to forgive you. And for you to forgive them. Empathise. What does that mean? See the world from their eyes. What's it like for them in their life? Listening is the best gift for friendship. Hallelujah. Communicate. Talk things out. Silence is bad. When you have a scenario where you have a disagreement, silence is bad and it just ends up in resentment. So, if something is a problem, talk it out. Don't just walk away. Deal with it. Say what you mean and mean what you say. That's another good one. Someone once said, friends are God's way of taking care of us. In John 15:16-17, which we read, it says, you didn't choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. So whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command, love each other. This is what Jesus said. You didn't choose me, I chose you. Let that sink in from a few moments. So I'm going to switch now to one of our biggest friends in life, which is Jesus, and the importance of that friendship, and the fantastic word that God gave through Joy this morning, which is a really reiterating word of coming close to me and my have a relationship with God. Jesus is a friend of sinners, a friend of all of us, and he's reaching down, offering forgiveness. How do we know he loves us? There's no greater love than this, to give his life for us, laid down, that we could be reconciled with God. It's mind-blowing, actually, that God sent his only son as the first step, and then Jesus went through all that for us on the cross. It's mind-blowing that he did that for us individually. Back to Buzz and Woody, our two friends. There's another clip. I'm not going to play this one. I'm just going to read. There's some narrative. And it really spoke to me. So I hope it speaks to you. Buzz and Woody were trapped in a place away from home and feeling bad. Not really required. They didn't feel needed. So Buzz said, "You were right, Woody, all along. I'm not a space ranger. I'm just a stupid little insignificant toy." Woody then said, "Hey, wait a minute. Being a toy is much more important than being a space ranger. Over in that house is a kid who thinks that you are the greatest, and it's not because you're a space ranger. It's because you are a toy. You are his toy." Buzz, "Why would Andy want me?" Woody, "Why would Andy want you? Look at you. You're a Buzz Lightyear. Any other toy would give up their moving parts to be like you. You've got wings. You glow in the dark. You talk, and your helmet does that whoosh thing. You are a cool toy." Buzz stops and looks at his foot and realizes who he belongs to. And on his foot, there was written Andy. Is who he belongs to. So Buzz says, "Come on, let's go. There's a kid in that house that needs us. Let's get out of this place and back to him. God loves you and thinks that you're significant. He created you so he could pour his love into your life. And he sent his son to die." So I'm going to read that story once more. And this is a message specifically for Christians here this morning who already have a faith. Take two. Buzz, "You were right all along, Woody. I'm not a good person. I'm a crazy little insignificant Christian." Woody, "Hey, wait a minute. Knowing who you are in God is more important than what you do. There's a God who thinks you're the greatest, and it's not because of what you do. It's because he created you. You are his creation." Buzz, "But why? Why would God want me?" "Why?" says Woody. "Why would God want you? Look at you. You're amazing. Any other person would give up their moving parts to be like you. You've got talents. You lift up God in praise. You have a heart and several passions. God sent his son to save you and to give you eternal life. You are a cool, significant person." Buzz looks at his foot and realizes who he belongs to, with Jesus written on his foot. And actually for us, it's inscribed on our hearts when we become Christians. Buzz, "Come on, let's go. There's a God that loves us and a world that needs to know about him. Let's get out of this place and back to him. He died for me, so I live for him." Jesus is the best friend that you will ever know in your lifetime, and he desires an intimate, close relationship with you. Do you know Jesus as friend? There might be people sitting here who've been to church all your lives, heard about Jesus, loves Jesus, inspired by Jesus, come every Sunday morning, sing the songs, and do their bit, but don't really experience the closeness of a relationship with Jesus. Haven't known the satisfaction of spending time with him. And actually call him a friend who's close by. That's a great tragedy, because Jesus really wants to be your friend. He wants to carry your burden with you. He wants to spend time with you regularly. In John 15 it says, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. So I'm just going to show one more clip just to inspire you before I wrap up. Powerful video. Actually, when I was preparing this, God really spoke to me, and I felt a real, his sadness of believers who don't know him personally, and an ache in his heart. That really got to me this morning. So it's just a challenge that we really need to know him. He wants to know so deeply. Yeah, sometimes we just hold him at arm's length where he wants to be here. So if we can bring the slides up. So we are marked by our owner. Actually, I wrote on my shoe this morning. Jesus, I tried. It was difficult on these, but it's a reminder. In Romans 8:16, it says, the Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. So when we become Christians, the Holy Spirit enters us, and it's a mark on our life that we are Christians, because we receive the Holy Spirit, and then we develop that relationship further. Some people need to be reminded this morning who you belong to. Okay, I love this slide. You have a friend request. This is for people who haven't given their life to Christ yet. Jesus Christ, Son of God, wants to become your friend. And there's three options here. Confirm, not now, or ignore. And it says in Revelation 3:20, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. And this is a response that God gives you this morning and says, if you don't know me yet, would you like to know me? Or would you, you know, are you going to say not now? Or are you going to ignore? With the not now, you don't know what other opportunities there will be. life is short, right? So this is a challenge. Just think through this morning. I've got a prayer here, which is a salvation prayer. I think it would be good just for us to read these words. And then if anyone has response to this, come and talk to us afterwards and then we'll pray. I'm not going to make a call this morning. I'm going to challenge you now, and then we'll read these words, and then afterwards, if that resonates for you, actually there's two things. If you're a non-believer and you want to pray this prayer, if you prayed this prayer and you meant it, come off, talk to us afterwards, we'll pray with you, we'll support you, we'll help you. If you're a believer and you're feeling like, I've not been in the right place with God, I've stepped away and the things have challenged you to remind you that you are a child of God and he loves you, then keep that in mind, and also come and talk to us at the end and we'll pray and we can restore that relationship. Believe me, I went away for many years and there's no one too far. There's not too far to come back. You feel like you've walked away 1,000 steps, but all it requires is a turning around to face God. And actually, he's been there all the way along. You've just had your back to him. You've not been facing him. Let's just pray it. Lord Jesus, please forgive my sins. Thank you for loving me and dying on the cross to save me. Come into my heart and be Lord and Saviour. Help me become the person you want me to become in every area of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. The song at the beginning said, "You've got a friend in me." This is what Jesus said. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, just remember what your old pal said. You've got a friend in me. You've got troubles. I've got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together and see it through. Because you've got a friend in me. Two slides to finish up. Philosophy of Winnie the Pooh. Some people care too much. I think that's called love. Winnie the Pooh. Just to wrap up, and the words that we read earlier. Love each other as I have loved you. And that's building your relationship with others and your relationship with God as well. And that's it. So just encourage you, if anything's challenged you this morning, come and talk to us at the end and we'll pray and we'll celebrate. Thanks.